The month of January was named for the Roman god Janus. Janus was the god of doors, bridges, gates, and by extension, the god of openings and closings, beginnings and endings, the transition between the old year and the new. In Roman mythology, Janus was depicted with two opposing faces. One face looked back, the other face looked forward. And the month of January has the same two opposing faces, because in January we look back on the old year and also look forward to the new. But two opposing faces can suggest indecision, uncertainty, not knowing which way to turn, and that because each new year always brings the same old questions. What will happen to me this year? Will I stay healthy or grow ill? Will I succeed or fail? Will my relationships improve? Will the old jalopy need an expensive repair? And then there are all the what-ifs of the world. Wars, riots, natural disasters, pandemics, increasing opposition to Christianity. Frankly, amid all such unknowns, to me at least, a phrase like, have a happy new year, seems weak, anemic. But there is a far better way with which to welcome a new year. Not those five words, have a happy new year, but three of the most important words that you will ever know. God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful. Or more literally translated, faithful is God. Faithful is the first word in the Greek sentence and receives great emphasis and importance. God is faithful. And you may be thinking, yeah, well, I know that. True, God is faithful. And yet, my Christian friends, when those troubles come into our lives, illness, suffering, heartbreaking loss, which attribute of God are we likely to question? Isn't it his faithfulness? I have prayed God again and again, and you haven't answered. Is that being faithful? God, you allowed this problem in my life, whatever it is, this disease, this debt, this loss, at least you did nothing to prevent it. Is that being faithful? What if I told you that God permitted that problem in your life because he is faithful? The faithfulness of God impacts every aspect of our Christian life. Our forgiveness, our salvation, our daily bread, our eternal life, our hopes, our expectations, our marriages, our ministries, everything that we are, everything we have, everything we hope for depends on the faithfulness of God. If we can't depend on God, we can't depend on anyone or anything. So is God faithful or is he not? Consider. The faithfulness of God is proclaimed again and again, loudly, repeatedly throughout his holy word. Listen, these are his assurances to you. They're not mine. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. Or Psalm 119, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. And as we might expect, the faithfulness of God is proclaimed loudly in the New Testament too. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Or 1 Peter 4:19, so then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Paul said simply, God is faithful. And he used that beautiful language again in 1 Corinthians 10:13 when he said this, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted above what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. God is faithful. Tell me, can you think of a more comforting way to enter into a new year? To know that no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens in my life, God is faithful, not might be, always, not sometimes. You have his word on it, quite literally. Second, the reason for God's faithfulness lies in him and not in us. I'm so grateful for that. I would hate to think that God's faithfulness to me depended on my faithfulness to him. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 2, speaking of Christ, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Think about that. For God to be faithless to us, he would have to deny who he is. Deny those many passages in the Bible in which he declares to us that he is our faithful God. God will never do that. You know why? Because faithfulness is a part of his divine nature. Absolute faithfulness to his word, absolute faithfulness to us. In practical terms, because God is faithful, his faithfulness depends on him and not on us, not on our works, not on our worthiness. Because God is faithful, his every thought, his every action toward us is guided by his faithfulness. Because God is faithful, even the difficulties that he may allow in our lives are the result of his faithfulness. And because God is faithful, his compassions never fail. Listen to these words of Lamentations chapter 3. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. How does the verse end? Great is your faithfulness. And finally, God's faithfulness is also guaranteed by his other divine attributes. That's enormously comforting, too. For example, because God knows all things, the past, the present, the future, and because God knows every single one of you perfectly, inside and out, he will always faithfully give you what you need and not necessarily what you may want. Just as Jesus said, for your Father knows your need before you ask him. And because God is all-powerful, he will faithfully accomplish everything in your life, every year, every day that needs to be accomplished. He will force even the worst circumstances to serve your best interests. And that means that you can approach this new year confidently saying, no matter what the problems or circumstances, is anything too hard for the Lord? Well, is it? And because God is present everywhere, he will faithfully be with you in every endeavor, condition, every stage of life, from crib to deathbed. I'm with you always, said Jesus, even to the end of the age. And because God is immutable, that means he does not change. His faithfulness to you will never change either. God said in Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord, I do not change. And according to Hebrews 13, verse 8, speaking of Jesus, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Think of that. The same in love, the same in power, the same in forgiveness, the same in compassion, and the same in faithfulness. And yet, my friends, if after all that, you still wonder about God's faithfulness to you in all aspects of your lives, let me direct you to the greatest proof of God's faithfulness and commitment to you of all, namely his faithfulness in sending his son Jesus to atone for all the sins of all the world, yours and mine. It would be in view of that great act of faithfulness that Paul would ask a question in Romans 8, verse 32, that frankly, you and I should ask every single day of our lives. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. Here's the question. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? What we have to look forward to year after year into eternity. God is faithful. So regardless of your personal circumstances today, let the certain reality of God's faithfulness fill this year and every other with bright hope and eager expectation. Because to quote the hymnist, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word." Now listen, what more can he say than to you he has said, who unto the Savior for refuge hath fled? Amen. Hymn 427, stanzas 1 and 2. 427, stanzas 1 and 2.